from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The newest Sacramento Kings writer for SI.com, our very own Will Z. Will.
Air horns.
Yes, sir. Will Z. Moving on up.
Little old Will Z and his stats writing for Sports Illustrated.
To the east side.
Just continuing to be a little dream come true. With, again, thanks to you guys, Damian. You got me started with all this. So just happy to be continuing the journey and trying to stay humble and just appreciate the little things. But this is a fun one.
Hey, bro, man. You're a writer for SI.com, Will. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. It is amazing, man. It is amazing. And, you know, just as you, however you can, however you want to, just tell us how it went down, man. Like, that's major. SI just hitting your DMs like, hey, you want to work with us? Like, how'd that all go down?
Yeah, so actually I heard from Alan Cal on Twitter. He writes for them as well, and he reached out, let me know that they were looking for more writers. They're trying to push for more specific team page coverage. So they wanted someone who's a fan and kind of knows the team. So he got me in touch with the editor, talked to him. He already kind of knew who I was. So, and it just kind of, it went pretty quick, and I'm on board now and talked with the publisher. He gave me the go-ahead, and we're off and running.
There we go.
And Will Z out here with Kenny Caraway money now. Boy, what a moment.
Stop it.
What a moment.
Maybe one of these days I'll get to that point. It's a high, high bar.
It is for all of us.
Look, Charlie dropped off the green spot whiskey for us.
Well, be careful, because Charlie will drop off a bottle of liquor that will...
I'm definitely going to be careful with this. Definitely going to be careful with this, but only Will Z and Damian can get the red version. Red version. It's the red.
I don't even.
It's
know
the red spot. Don't you know what it is? Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about it. Those who are on the stream, they know what time it is, man. And they agree that you would get the red version.
No one even knows what you're talking about. Like,
who was talking about you? Look
in the chat, they'll agree. They know what time.
Though it does look like Will has some bottles stashed behind him.
Yeah, I can't quite.
That is top shelf. Oh yeah.
There's not much.
No.
The Angels Envy, that one on the far side is actually from Kentucky. Hannah went to the Derby a few years ago and brought that one back. So that's probably my best bottle up there, but pretty simple stuff. And then the two on the champagne is empty. That was our engagement champagne.
There you go.
Hannah's parents have a winery, and her dad threw a special label on that one. It's a picture of us, but
that's okay.
Keep it simple here.
I did the show with a lot of empty bottles behind me for a very, very long time.
Yeah. I should have just kept it a secret.
Yeah, no, well, you know, eventually we break kayfabe on everything. We're telling all of the stories on the 1,000th episode.
Coming up soon.
1,000th episode of D'Lo and Casey, just about a month away, August 21st. We'll let you know how you can be a part of that as the days roll along.
That's another, I mean, it's not the exact day, but that's another celebration, I'm just saying.
Yeah, four years of D'Lo and Casey and 1 year of D'Lo and Casey on KSFM.
Hey, you know what I'm talking about, but it's all right.
It's awesome.
It's close enough.
Will Z with us. and of course, Will couldn't wait to start writing as he announced he joined SI and immediately cranked out two articles.
One ready to go.
Let's get them page views up, man. Let's make sure everyone sees Will's content. Let's start with the article that I believed you talked with our friend Matt George about, and that is the pairing of Domantas Sabonis and DeMar DeRozan. You called it a perfect match. Obviously, that's not a take on your part. Your game is numbers. What did you dive into that sparked this thought?
Yeah, I wanted to look into it. I felt like everyone was talking about DeRozan and Fox when the trade happened, because they are like the dynamic pair on the team now. But when you look at Sabonis and DeRozan, I think the two of them have games that will complement each other just so well. And one of the things that I wanted to do was look at the big men that DeRozan has played with. He's played for 15 seasons, and he's been on some really good teams. So Fox, I think Sabonis is pretty clearly the best big, the center that he's ever played with. When Sabonis got traded to the Kings, that was pretty clear. But I don't know if that's the case for DeRozan. So looking at who he's played with in terms of centers, we've got Chris Bosh, Serge Ibaka, Jonas Valanciunas, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Nikola Vucevic. So a lot of very talented big men, but no one that plays like Sabonis. Sabonis last year, 8.2 assists per game. The most assists that a big that DeRozan has played with was last year Vucevic with 3.3. So he's never played with someone with the style of Sabonis. So I'm really intrigued to see how those two pair together. And I think that it's going to be great. Some numbers that kind of stood out to me, DeRozan ranked in the 87.3rd percentile for the cut play type, 92.2nd percentile for the handoff play type, both plays that the Kings like to run a lot. And then Sabonis led the league with 6.0 screen assists and 14.1 screen assist points created per game. So Sabonis has all of the like peripheral stats to back up what DeRozan does well. And I think seeing them operate out of that like high post is just going to be super electric and just something that I don't think has gotten enough coverage.
I'm sitting there thinking about, is Sabonis, is he better than Aldridge? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know though. Like it's the games are different, like you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But Aldridge at one point was
so
like
good.
He was so good. He was like the prized free agent in the NBA, right? Like everybody was trying to bring him in for meetings and all this other stuff. I wonder if Sabonis would ever be the apple of the league's eye that way if he was a free agent. I don't know. Luckily, we probably won't ever know because the Kings are going to have him through most of his prime, so it won't be an issue. But that's a good way to look at it. I remember I watched an interview that Mike Brown had done during one of the Summer League games, and he talked about how he didn't realize how much DHO action DeRozan was used to, and now being able to do that with somebody like Domantas Sabonis, he's like, you're gonna fit right in, like this is gonna be great for you. Did some of your numbers kind of show the same things about like he did a lot more DHO than people realize maybe?
Yeah, I think so. And in terms of, I think he worked so well with Vucevic, where the other number that kind of backs that up, DeRozan, 95 of his assists went to Vucevic. That was the most on the team. For the Bulls, second 71 to Kobe White, and then 49 to Ayo Dosunmu. And so you see that kind of connection with the big is already established, I think, both in the pick and roll. DeRozan has a ton of pick and roll play types per game, too. I don't have the number right in front of me, but that one stood out a lot. And then I was surprised at how effective he was in the DHO, at least by the numbers, because I don't remember Chicago running that play type a lot, but I didn't watch a ton of their games. I really just when they played the Kings. So I think more than we realize. And he just comes in with that comfortability.
Nailed it.
Got there. And Vucevic is good. I just think Sabonis is a little bit better in that role. Mm-hmm. It feels like three similar types of players, Jokic, Sabonis, and Vucevic, where you have one tier, like tier one, tier two, tier three. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of have him be able to upgrade that a little different of a game, but similar styles to upgrade from Vucevic to Sabonis, I'm really intrigued to see how that elevates his game and maybe gets him some easier shots and looks. I know Mike Brown's talked about getting him a little, his efficiency going up in the Kings offense.
Given all of that, it feels like the way you laid all of that out, Willsey, that maybe the acclimation of DeMar DeRozan into this Sacramento Kings offense and the Kings offense and their acclimation into DeMar DeRozan, it doesn't sound like it's going to be that difficult.
I don't think so. He's such a high IQ player where, like, he's been playing for so long and in so many different offenses with multiple teams that he's just probably going to go out there and ball. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll fit in. It might take a little bit of adjusting, but...
But some of the concepts are the same. Like, the you know, you talk about the DHOs and different things like that. That's something that, obviously, Domas did here a lot with a player mm-hmm. we're going to talk about here in a second.
Yeah. And I think leaning into the pick and roll a little bit more with DeRozan being so good in that aspect, I think we saw more pick and rolls last year than the year before for the Kings, mm-hmm. especially with Monk and Sabonis. They were so good in that aspect that I think maybe we'll see the Kings shift a little bit more to play into DeRozan's strengths. But it's one of the things I'm really excited to see what their offense looks like with adding a player of his caliber.
I'm just stuck on, like, what you kind of started this off with, like, has DeRozan playing with other great players, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm. now I'm like, has he played with somebody as good as De'Aaron Fox? Obviously, we got Kyle Lowry. Mm-hmm. Fox is better than Lowry kind of ever
yeah.
was, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So mm-hmm. then you talk about LaMarcus Aldridge. That's another one. But, I mean, man, is Fox better now than LaMarcus Aldridge heights? It's hard to say because LaMarcus Aldridge is this multiple-time all-star and all-NBA guy mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But I don't know. I mean, there's an argument to be made that Zach LaVine is on that list as well. But there's an argument to be made that this is the best teammate DeMar mm-hmm. DeRozan has ever played with when you talk about mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the way their games complement each other. Mm-hmm. I think they're like this whole conversation started with Sabonis and DeRozan, but like let's not forget DeRozan and Fox are like I love the combination of their games too, especially with Fox kind of taking more threes last year mm-hmm. to even out DeRozan not taking as many threes. Mm-hmm. Like I like that a lot.
Well, you talk about taking threes. Let's transition to your debut article over there on SI. As this is Will Z, writer for SI. We have to pay Will now to come on. I can't even text Will anymore. Like, hey, you want to come on the show? I have to text Will's assistant. Yeah. Then Will's assistant will let us know. Oh, all right, I guess. Cute little radio show. We'll see if we could do something for
or
you.
I was going to say something else, but we ain't going to say it. I'll just leave it. Go ahead, ask a question.
Oh, they've already asked. I know what you're looking for. No, they already asked. Will, asked. Will with us. They've already asked. And we've told Will he can do whatever makes him happy.
Whatever you got to do. Baby.
Will was the one who was like, nah, it'd be weird.
Yeah, I love you guys.
That's crazy, boy. It's crazy.
Kevin Herter. Kevin Herter is... He's an interesting subject of conversation right now because he's still mm-hmm. a member of the Sacramento Kings. A lot of people didn't think he would be. I didn't think that he would be. And by the way, it doesn't mean he can't be traded. It doesn't mean, you know, couldn't be more deals ahead. But your inaugural article was about Kevin Herter and how you expect to bounce back this season. Two things. I expect a bounce back as well. I think we might find something in between the last two seasons. But what makes you so confident that Kevin Herter's probably closer to the guy we saw his first year in Sacramento rather than the second?
Yeah, just really looking at the numbers shows how odd last season was. So Kenny, hit it with your favorite, the wide open threes. Mm. If you look at his career wide open 3-point percentage starting in 2018-19, 39.9% and 43.5, a down year, 35.5. And then 42.4, 42.4, and then last year, 34.2. So that's a really low number for wide open threes, especially for someone from his caliber of a shooter. Like I'd be shocked if that number stays about the same, and he's going to get those wide open looks just because the Kings offense is so stacked that if he can go up to his career average in that even like high 30s, low 40s, then that's a huge improvement on its own. Yeah. And what I liked too from last year is his 2-point percentage was still pretty high. It skyrocketed when he got traded to the Kings. 60.4% in his first year in Sacramento. Before that, his career high had been 53%. Last year, it dropped to 57, so still higher than all of his time in Atlanta, but not quite as high as the first season. But he showed he can still score in that kind of variety of ways. I think everyone labels him as just a 3-point shooter, but I see him as more than that, especially him and Sabonis in their little 2-man game. He can get going inside. He doesn't do it a ton, but he's pretty effective inside the arc as well. So combining that increased or like maintained efficiency from two with a return to average, even if it's just on the wide open looks, would be huge for him. And the Kings offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And you got to think that even if it is a reduced role, that he's going to have more opportunities than he had, more of an ability to go up against maybe second team defenses and be able to have an opportunity to put up better numbers than he did. And like you said, that's before we even talk about wide open looks that he may be getting because he's playing with so many scores that draw so much attention pretty much at all times. You know what I mean? That, no disrespect, but there's not a Harrison Barnes to, you know, sag off of or anything else like that. These are guys that demand a lot of attention offensively, and he can reap the benefits from that.
Yeah, the Kings need him to do is just, James always talks about how everyone slides back a role. Like if he's just a shooter, that's great. Like I think, again, he's more than just that, but the Kings don't need him to do as much going forward. Which when you have a player of his caliber in that type of role, it's similar. I think Aaron Gordon he's better than his role on the Nuggets. And I think that's what elevates teams to championship teams. We see it with the Celtics. They have players who are probably better than their role on the team. Like their talent is over the role. And if the Kings can have these types of players who their talent is more than they're being asked to do, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think that him and Sabonis, I always think that I told you guys before I was going to be so sad if Huerter was traded because I think him and Sabonis are perfect for each other. So having someone be able to come in off the bench, I assume, we'll see. I don't know. But having someone who can come in off the bench and light it up on any given night. And he's the type of player who, and when Huerter gets on a streak, he gets on a streak. Like, he can carry a team on his own for like 10 games at a time.
No numbers, just asking for a writer's opinion. Who do you think starts at two?
I still like Keon. I think I just like it because it balances everything out. The pairing, I like the pairing of Fox and Keon and the pairing of McLaughlin and Monk because you have one defensive guy in each pair and one offensive guy in each pair. I think you can make it work with Monk if he wants to start. It's hard to say no at this point where you just work more on the rotations. And I think that Mike Brown and the coaching staff could probably do that where they even things out. But I just like it because you have a more balanced lineup kind of at all times that way. But again, it's hard to say no if Monk really wants it.
The scenario with the starting two guard is almost to the point, I think, where it's what would you do and what do you think is going to happen? Because there may be two different answers.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people who would start Keon, that's what they would do. I'm starting to feel like I think that might be third, like Keon
starting Keon. I was wondering that too.
Yeah, I
think Monk is
stepped in and played some nice minutes for us while everyone was out. It's just lives rent free in my head. just a nice low line for Monty McNair about Keon Ellis just lives in my head. Like, it does not sound like he's describing his starting two guard.
Right.
And the fact that he was thinking about it after you said it last week.
And then he's playing all week long in summer league.
Yeah, I don't think it meant nothing, but it probably doesn't mean as much as I'm putting on it. But I just wish I had done the old Cheryl and Elk Grove and recorded the TV screen so you could hear it, because he wasn't like passive. It wasn't dismissive. It was just,
he meant it as a completely positive thing to say.
He did, but it was also, it just had a tone like, and you know, we all know how Monty is, but it just felt like, yeah, I don't think he would describe De'Aaron Fox that way. I don't think he would describe Malik Monk that way. I don't even think he would describe Harrison Barnes that way.
Right.
I don't know. It's going to live rent free in my head. Shout out Bonte Hill until that first game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I understand anybody who says Keon, they would start Keon. I get it. When I think about it, in some ways, I definitely might start Keon myself. Well, I just don't think he's going to.
Game one, there's probably not a wrong answer. Because there won't be a wrong answer until something goes wrong.
True.
So if game one gets here and, you know, Keon is 0-for-3, if Keon's putting up KZ Akpala numbers.
Oh!
And you know, maybe the Kings lose, then it's like, why are we doing this again? and I'm with you. I'm starting to feel like he might be third in line because I just can't believe they're. I know. I don't know. I just can't believe you're going to be completely dismissive of Kevin Huerter.
I just don't think he would start.
Huerter
would start. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you and leaning towards Malik. I'm just not writing off Kevin Huerter.
Yeah.
Yep.
I understand completely.
William, congratulations, man. We're really proud of you. We can't wait to see what happens next year. I mean, you're going to be on Casey's boy, Chris Mannix's podcast any minute talking about.
That's going to be Will Z's boy now.
Well, that will be Will Z's boy moving forward. We'll stop bad mouthing your coworkers.
Is there a day we should look out for, you know, Will Z articles, or is it just kind of right now in the off season?
At this point, it's every damn day.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Yeah, I think my article is like 4 a week or so. It's super free. Like, I can write at whatever cadence I want, which is nice, and about whatever topic. So super great in that aspect. As long as I've got ideas, I'll write it. It's one of the things where I want to write good articles. I don't want to write articles just to write articles. So I don't know if I'll try and force it. But as long as I keep thinking of things that interest me, I'll find some numbers and throw some ideas.
Between us, just us, the chat, you know, I'd repurpose some of those articles you've written in the past.
That could work too.
It's a bigger platform, buddy. You're in the pros now. You don't have to send them the same sheet. Just the premise. Add a little bit to it, and off it goes.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I was thinking about that too, and there's a little bit different audience.
Yeah, 100%.
And SI.com.
100%. So check out Willsy over at SI.com, man. Super happy for you. Can't wait to watch this continue to grow. Will, we appreciate you as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Congrats,
it.
Will.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.